Hey, we are here in Belfast, Northern Ireland with Melvin Edwards. How are you, Melvin?
I'm good. Feeling warm.
It is a little warm. It's summertime has arrived here in Northern Ireland, happily. And we can tell because we got sun here and the lighting's all weird. But hey, we're having fun, right?
Very good, sir.
Well, tell me about the Caribbean Development Education Impact and the future, its future directions.
Okay, the Caribbean Development Education Program is it's a program designed to basically add some dynamism to leadership across the credit union system.
Right.
We work with regulators, volunteers, staff, managers, as well as members. It's an educational program which is designed to bring back the whole understanding of the philosophy, the whole concepts of the principles of the sector. Because many of our staff, many of our employees, many of our volunteers, you get elected or you get employed to do a particular job, but you don't understand the bigger picture in terms of what are the 7 international principles around which a credit union revolves.
Right.
So teaching and preaching the credit union difference and how it links to better business in terms of the relationships with members and with the wider financial services sector is important. And we spend like an immersion approach, 72 hours and 5 days to get persons into that whole better understanding of business as well as how to manage projects of an educational nature to connect the credit union to the community. Many of our credit unions get so focused on making money and doing business that we forget the social developmental component. And if we do a lot of projects, we help people to design projects to get back to work and to get their communities much more involved with the credit union. Lastly, we spend a lot of time in that training program trying to get more of our leaders to be better advocates, as against just holding the position, to advocate and sell the story across to the public, public leaders, policy makers, private sector people, so that the credit union is much more visible and felt within the whole economic and social polity.
Now, how do credit unions get involved? How do they participate?
Because they register participants to the program. We run 4 programs a year.
Okay.
It's a 1-week intensive, like I said, and basically you register your personnel. And so far, we've grown extremely well. We're now 670 graduates who have completed the program, and we have a network. We stay in touch with them after the course so that they could get any advice, information for implementing their projects and to bring in much more buzz within the DE family, within the credit union system.
I'm glad you brought that up because this is not just a Caribbean thing. This is a global thing, right?
It's a global thing. There are 9 programs across the world, from Philippines, Asia, Australia, Europe, UK, the US. We'd love to have one in Canada. We're working on it.
Yes. So what do you want to accomplish here at the conference? I'm sure you're having some interesting discussions with a lot of folks out here. What's your mission here?
We are reaching out to the other program managers. In fact, we had a meeting yesterday in terms of sharing issues. Africa has a program too.
Oh, okay.
And we support each other. The US program has been very beneficial to us. It gave us a kickstart. And we are now returning the favor by working very closely with Africa and also with the European program. We want to also accomplish just sharing information with others that what we're doing.
Yeah.
Some people want to have done the higher level program. It's called the International Credit Union DE, ICUDE. Which is designated by the World Council.
Okay.
To get to that, you must do another regions program.
Okay.
So we've sent something like 25 of our mentors to the US program, and they've gotten the international designation. Africa is sending people to us now. We've gotten persons from Kenya who've done our program. We have 1 Canadian so far. So we're trying to also market the program to say, hey, come and
I'm going to get after those Canadians.
Yeah. And do the... That gives you the stepping stone to become an internationally certified DE. So the DE family is about bringing dynamism, at the same time bringing a stronger sense of leadership to the movement. And lastly, we try to get more young people involved. I know you're having an interview with some of our people, but we're trying to get that ceiling open because the average age, as you know, is about 59, 62.
We got to get that age down.
So we're trying to get more young people up the ladder. We've seen our young DEs rise in terms of their careers, their positions, within the movement and are taking much more managerial positions within the credit union. So it's helping to bring mobility upwards for persons who have graduated.
As you're talking here, I'm just thinking about the opportunities are abound. I mean, there are so many opportunities, not only for young folks, but for credit unions as well. I mean, globally, this is really cool.
Yeah, it adds to the growth of the credit union itself in terms of doing better business, whether in business lending, personal lending, as well as auto lending. And we're seeing people going after much more information, going after their master's degree, MBAs, having gone through the program. So it's a fillip in terms of professional development of all people, young and old.
Yeah, it sounds like a springboard to bigger and better things.
You got it. It's a springboard. DE is a springboard. We're going to take this.
All right. Can I trademark that?
Yep, you can. In conjunction with us.
Okay. deal. Right here. You heard it right here. All right. One last question for you. It's a fun one. What's your favorite part about Ireland?
Oh, drinking.
The beer is good here.
The beer is good. The water is also good.
Yeah.
And we had a great night. The nightlife is also great. We love the Bailey's Irish Cream. The ladies love it. But the people are really warm, like Caribbean people. So we really love being here. It's my sixth time in Ireland, north and south. Second time in Belfast.
So you know it very well.
It's a great, great place to be.
Melvin, thank you so much. Great message to end on. Appreciate the time, as always. Let's get this out there. Get the word out for you.